NFB National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, Sheila Wright, President, 7928 Northwest Milray Drive, Kansas City, Mo, 64152, phone 816-741-6402, www.nfbmo.org. Legislative Agenda of Blind Missourians, presented to the first session of the 100th General Assembly, from the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, date February 11 and 12, 2019. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us or our future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Blindness is not what holds us back. This is the message we bring to blind Missourians and the communities we live in. We pledge to be a resource to you and your constituents when they turn to you for help. The National Federation of the Blind is a membership organization of and for the blind. As a volunteer grassroots organization, we are blind people working on behalf of blind people. We come together on the local, state, and national level to address issues of importance to our fellow blind citizens. We promote programs that encourage self-determination, independence, and equality of opportunity. Why a research-based reading media assessment is needed. The desirability of learning to read efficiently has never been a question in your education. This would not have been so if you were blind. The equivalent of print for the sighted is Braille for the blind, and this is recognized in the Education Laws of Missouri, RS Mo 167.225, though the law says that no blind person shall be denied instruction in Braille. It does allow school districts to conduct evaluations to determine whether print or Braille is the most appropriate method for reading and writing for a given student. Far too often, print is determined to be the most appropriate reading medium because the process used in making evaluations is flawed, and because the strong preference of teachers and school administrators is to teach what they know and use the resources easily available to them. The consequences for blind students are devastating. Blind people who can see enough to read some print require that it be enlarged. In the early grades, this is how it is presented, but when learning to read is replaced by reading to learn, the print gets smaller, and the amount of it that one must read gets larger. It is common practice for students with visual impairments to hold reading materials very close to their faces and or hunch their bodies over the materials while reading. In addition to the posture and other health concerns, these reading positions raise. Years of field practice and experience have demonstrated that youth who read print materials at very close distances suffer eye strain, headache, and neck and back pain. Fatigue, diminished concentration, lower reading speed, and diminished comprehension result. How can any positive association be formed if this is what reading means to be a blind student forced to read print he or she cannot really see? Consequently, any valid assessment should ensure that children are evaluated when sitting up straight and with materials held or placed at standardized distances. A bill that adequately addresses this issue will be designed to modify Missouri's statute so that Section 167.225 mandates the use of the National Reading Media Assessment, NRMA, or other research-based assessment to the definition of assessment to be of great importance. We know hundreds of adults and many children who have been denied the opportunity to learn Braille. A research-based assessment could have avoided their education being compromised. Our state must have a clear standard which is both reliable and valid to use in determining who will be taught print, who will be taught Braille, and when both print and Braille are appropriate for a student. Bringing blind people into the workforce demands this change, given that 80% of employed blind people read Braille. We urge the Missouri General Assembly to embrace literacy for the blind with the same vigor that our society embraces literacy for the sighted. Accessible voting in all elections. The Help America Vote Act, HAVA, recognizes the right of blind to vote privately and independently by requiring non-visual access for the blind through the use of accessible voting systems in all federal elections. Electronic voting technologies designed and properly configured with non-visual access provide blind voters with the ability to cast their votes privately and independently and to verify without sighted assistance that their ballots accurately reflect their voting choices. Electronic voting systems were certified and purchased, and Missouri received federal funds for each polling place to provide at least one accessible voting machine. All certified machines in Missouri provide a paper trail. The Missouri Secretary of State's office is evaluating newer machines that mark directly onto the paper ballot. The options are there if legislation to make the paper ballot the official ballot of Missouri is passed. The work of the Secretary of State will also be invaluable when the existing machines need to be replaced. accessible machines are already required for the state to comply with HABA. Some election boards may set these machines up more frequently than others. We ask that they be used consistently in all elections. The cost of setting them up should be minimal, since text-to-speech options are available. Concerted efforts are made to get voters to the polls. Missouri should assure that when they arrive, they have the means to cast their ballots privately and independently. Beyond the example and financial assistance HABA has provided to emphasize accessible voting, there are two federal laws that require all elections to be accessible to bring Missouri into compliance. Voters with disabilities have the same right to vote privately and independently as do voters without disabilities. When accessible voting machines are not present in state, county, and municipal elections, blind, visually impaired, and other print-disabled voters are denied an equal opportunity to cast their ballot privately and independently. This is the violation of the Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. As a recipient of federal funds, Missouri and our election boards are required to comply with Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. Additionally, the Americans with Disabilities Act guarantees equal access for individuals with disabilities to the benefits of the services, programs, or activities of a public entity. Public entities must provide individuals with disabilities an aid, benefit, or service that is as effective in affording equal opportunity to gain the same result or benefit as provided to others. Public entities shall furnish appropriate auxiliary aids and services where necessary to afford individuals with disabilities an equal opportunity to participate in and enjoy the benefits of a service, program, or an activity of a public entity. To be effective, the auxiliary aids and services must be provided in such a way as to protect the privacy and independence of the individual with a disability. Whether the financial responsibility falls on the state of Missouri or the county election boards is a technicality and must not continue to preclude the full participation of blind, visually impaired, and other Missourians with disabilities who could benefit from the use of accessible voting equipment. Please assert due diligence in regard to bridging the gap that has prevented this legislation from passing in the past, and grant people with disabilities the opportunity and the right afforded us to have the same privilege in every election that you value and take for granted as your right as a citizen of Missouri and of the United States of America. Salary range for rehabilitation services for blind counselors. The National Federation of Blind is a strong proponent of education and training as the doorway to fulfilling the dream of living the lives we want. The vocational rehabilitation counselors working for rehabilitation services for the blind are a valuable asset contributing to the success of blind Missourians. Unfortunately, the salary paid these valuable men and women is markedly less than the vocational rehabilitation counselors for those with other disabilities who work for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. For years, Rehabilitation Services for the Blind has had a problem attracting and keeping highly qualified counselors with a master's degree and a level of experience that translates into quality, competent, dedicated, and effective counselors. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri has encouraged raising the pay of RSP counselors to the same salary range as their VR counterparts. This will result in the recruitment and retention of highly motivated and empathetic professionals. Regrettably, our suggestions have gone unheeded, and as a result, the recruitment and retention of qualified rehabilitation professionals continues to be a problem. Missouri already has a template of salary ranges for equivalent positions as identified through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. It is just common sense that those doing the same kind of job should reap the same reward. We urge you to explore this issue and collaborate with your colleagues to find an equitable solution to this injustice that results in the lack of acquisition and retention of individuals who will help blind Missourians to navigate from their dreams to living the life we want. House Bill 61. We actively support a piece of legislation that will remove a stumbling block in the path of those wishing to become employed. For many years, Missouri employers have had the option of requiring a blind employee to sign a waiver that relinquishes all liability for injury while on the job. This means that regardless of whether or not the accident has anything to do with vision loss, the person is not covered just because of blindness. House Bill 61, sponsored by Representative Sarah Unsinger, will eliminate this unjust and unnecessary provision. Blind employees are equally competent and pose no greater risk than their light-dependent counterparts. The National Federation of Blind believes that employment is a cornerstone of living a happy, fulfilling life. No person should be denied employment or have limited workplace protections just because of blindness. We ask you to join Representative Unsicker in removing this outdated barrier to employment of the blind. Employment First legislation. The governor made an announcement that about Missouri's participation in a grant process developing the standards and processes that enhance the employability of people with disabilities in the community. HB 517, sponsored by Representative Unsicker, clearly defines a community-based integrated setting as well as defining competitive employment. Additionally, the bill outlines the training requirements of those state workers providing job employment services for those with disabilities. Through a carefully crafted piece of legislation, HB 517 outlines a state priority to increasing access to community-based, inclusive, competitive employment based on quality supports that uses the person's wants and needs and builds an employment plan that is person-focused. The National Federation of the Blind believes that people with disabilities can and do work in a competitive settings as members of their workplace community. We support this legislation and ask you to do the same. Real jobs for real pay is the backbone of creating an inclusive community that fosters mutual respect for people of all abilities.